Well, indeed, we've noted the decline in number of Ebola cases as well, and we're very pleased to see that. It's important to keep in mind that we've seen these dynamics of decreasing number of cases in previous outbreaks and then again later a rise. It's very important to keep in mind that we are not at the end of the current Ebola outbreak. However, in order to get there, there are certain gaps that need to be addressed, and we need to strengthen the focus on disease surveillance, which includes contact tracing, which is people who've been in contact with an Ebola-positive patient, they need to be registered, monitored, and to followed up. We're still seeing issues of stigma, which are still preventing, and we're worried are preventing patients in coming forward. So there is a greater need for much more social mobilization as well in order to make sure that the number of decreasing cases actually will lead to a hold in the Ebola outbreak.
There are some hot spots that continue to persist in Sierra Leone. Why is this happening?
Well, there's many different explanations, both as to why the number of cases have gone down in some locations and in others that they have continued to rise. We're seeing number of cases increase in areas where there is not the same access to treatment, where there has not been the same community engagement. And we're seeing in some of the urban and western areas of Sierra Leone where, of course, the control of an outbreak in some of these environments where infrastructure is very poor is very difficult to address.
In Guinea, your people there on the ground have noted that new cases appear to be originating from areas that were previously regarded as Ebola-free. Is it the same thing that people still are not getting access that they need?
There is issues of particular concern in Guinea. One is that we have seen perhaps a stable number of cases, but we've seen a geographical spread in where the Ebola patients are presenting from. We've also seen a worrying trend, which is only a very small number of the patients that are presented to be Ebola positive at the facilities are actually on contact tracing lists, which means that they have been registered. Now, that's very concerning because it tells about the gap that there exists in the disease surveillance and monitoring system. So there are areas in Guinea which are of particular concern.
In Liberia, you all have noted that this is the country that has seen the sharpest decline in Ebola cases. However, their public health care system has taken a devastating blow from this Ebola crisis. So how is Liberia's public health care system recovering at this time?
Already, as you say, many of the affected countries, and Liberia in particular, had a rather weak public healthcare system. Now, the healthcare system has suffered tremendously from the Ebola outbreak. Many healthcare staff have been infected. The infrastructure in some of the facilities that have reopened are not necessarily adequate to ensure adequate protection of patients and staff for caring non-Ebola patients. There needs to be strengthened measures of infection control and prevention, for example, so you can be able to treat patients that are not having Ebola, but you can do it without having to fear that your patients have Ebola. So there's lots of systems and there's some steps that need to be taken. And of course, that's difficult on top of an already weakened healthcare system, in particular in Liberia.
You all have a rapid response team running mobile clinics there in Liberia. What kind of activity are you all performing at these clinics?
MSF, as we started the response, we have been very active in the construction and the management of Ebola patients. We've treated more than 5,000 Ebola patients in the past 9 months. Of course, as the outbreak changes, we're having to adapt from having larger facilities to treat Ebola-positive patients to react to the way the outbreak unfolds, and that means that we need and we have built the capacity and the ability to respond rapidly with smaller mobile clinics to areas where reports of cases are coming from. We investigate the cases, we sample the cases, and make sure that it's all done with the adequate protection for the patients, for the caretakers, and for the healthcare staff.
Do you think these three countries that have been affected very harshly by the Ebola crisis, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, at what point do you think that you all can say that you have reached zero cases of Ebola?
Very difficult to speculate as to when that will be. We all hope it will happen very soon. But as I said earlier, we've seen ups and downs in the number of cases. The main point now is that the most recent decrease in number of cases doesn't lead to complacency, but it leads to a strengthening of the measures and the parts of response, such as surveillance and monitoring of contact, that can ensure we reach to zero cases. But it requires further judgment and it requires much more effort in order to reach there.